The purpose of the gospel, written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is to tell us who Jesus is. Not who Jesus was, but who he is. And then after we make that decision, if we decide to follow him, then the gospel presents us with a challenge that is involved when following Jesus. Like today's gospel, what a challenge. To me, the challenge existed long before we got to the part about selling everything and giving it to the poor. The young man, his life alone is a challenge to me. I mean, I can't come close to the life that man lived. He comes up to Jesus, runs up to Jesus, knells down and asks him. He can't wait to see Jesus. And then when Jesus gives him a short version of the Ten Commandments, he said, I've followed all those since my youth. Everybody else can say that. Put up your hand if you can say that too, that I've followed all those commandments since my youth. I don't think any of us, I dare to say, can hold a candle to that young man, how holy he is already. But then Jesus challenges him to make another step toward holiness, another step. The end of the Beatitudes in Matthew's gospel end with, depends on the translation, one translation says, you shall be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Again, that's an impossible task. How can we be as perfect as God is perfect? There's another varied translation that I like better from the same line, but I like the translation that says, there should be no limit to your goodness, just as there are no limit to your heavenly Father's goodness. That's still a monumental task, a lifelong task, but I think it puts a little more perspective in what that means, to be perfect as your heavenly Father's perfect. No limit to your goodness, just as there's no limit to your heavenly Father's goodness. And I think that's the challenge that is presented to this young man. As holy as he is, as good as he is, God says, Jesus says, take another step forward. I thought it was a few years ago, but I looked it up. It was 30 years ago. 30 years ago, a movie came out called A League of Their Own about the All-American Women's Baseball League, which played during World War II. Because all the good players from the major leagues, the men were in the Army, Navy, Marines. They were in the service during World War II. And Mr. Wrigley of the Wrigley Gum Company wanted to try to keep baseball alive. So he founded a women's baseball league that centered around Chicago. And they made a movie of that 30 years ago. And a famous line from the movie that I now see has now been adopted in a different way for a commercial for something. I forget what the commercial's for. But in the movie the first time, Tom Hanks plays the manager of this girls' league, the women's league. And one of the players had a tough day. Such tough, she starts to cry. And the famous line, Tom Hanks says, is there's no crying in baseball. But there's a better line in the movie that we forget about, but to me is more important. There's another line in the movie where somebody else, another woman player, comes up to Tom Hanks and says, baseball is just too hard. It's just too hard. And Tom Hanks says, that's what makes it great. It's because it is so hard. Look at today's gospel. Being a Christian, being a Catholic is hard. It's really hard. But in my opinion, that's what makes it great. It's great because it is hard. It is worth trying. It is worth doing. It is worth reaching for that goal of following Christ as best as we can, as much as we possibly can. And then there's that wonderful line at the end of the gospel that just when we think it's impossible, all of a sudden realize with God, all things are possible. It's not really us, it's God. With God, it's possible to reach salvation. With God, it's possible to reach the kingdom of heaven. A man died, appeared before Jesus. He said, I'd like to get into heaven. And Jesus said, well, it takes 100 points to get into heaven. And the man said, well, how do I get these points? And Jesus says, well, you tell me about your life. Tell me about the good things you did. Let's forget about your sins for a while. Just tell me the good things you did, and I'll tell you how many points it's worth. And when you get to 100 points, you get into heaven. And the man led a pretty good life. So he said, well, I was honest in my business. I was faithful to my wife. I thought I did my best to raise my children. And I attended church on a regular basis and gave to the church and gave to charities. And he said, I'm pretty proud of those things. And Jesus said, okay, that's 8 points. And the man thought to himself, I gave him my best shot, and all it is 8 points. I've got 92 to go. And so he thought a little bit longer. And he said, well, you know, I did some mission work. You know, I went to help out, took a year out of my life before I was married and went to the missions and served the church in that way. And Jesus said, well, that's another 3 points. And all of a sudden the man's really worried now. He's got just a handful of points, long ways to go. So he goes back in memory as far as he possibly can and mentions as many things as he can, even little things that were not that important, but he thought were good things. And he told those to Jesus. And Jesus said, that's worth one more point. And Jesus and the man said, well, I give up. I've given everything I could possibly think of, and I'm not even close to 100 points. I guess I'll just have to rely on the mercy and the love and the trust in God. And Jesus said, well, why'd you say that the first time? That's worth 100 points. Come on in. Everything is possible with God. We have to do the best we can, but again, ultimately, salvation is a gift. Ultimately, salvation is a gift from God, and we want to serve Him in appreciation for that gift.